So the disciples come to Jesus and they ask a question. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now notice that this question is similar to some others that people will ask of Jesus sometimes, but it's a little bit different. Sometimes people might ask, well, what must I do to inherit eternal life? We've heard that question in the scriptures. There's a pastor in our conference, Martin Thielen, out in Cookeville, and he wrote a book called What's the Least I Can Believe and Still Be a Christian? Sometimes these questions are motivated, you know, what do I have to do? Just the bare minimum to get in, to be included, to be part of what God is doing. But the disciples frame it a different way. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? They want to be the best. They want to be at the top. They want to get it all as much as they can. And I can relate to that. I've got a competitive streak. Many of you probably do as well. You want to win. You want to be the best. You want to be number one. You want to really do this thing called faith and Christianity and being a disciple. And so Jesus answers their question. But he answers it not in a way that I would expect, in a surprising way. He doesn't list any of those things that we typically think of what it means to be a great disciple or follower of Jesus Christ. He doesn't say, well, you got to wake up extra early every morning and spend an hour in prayer. Jesus doesn't say that. He doesn't say you have to study the Bible every day, that every single year you should read all the way through the Bible. You should know it frontwards and backwards. Jesus doesn't say that. He doesn't even talk about giving any money, which, you know, we like to talk about in church sometimes. He doesn't talk about tithing or even, have you all heard of this, reverse tithing? You know, when you tithe, you give 10% to the church and live on 90%. Reverse tithing is you give 90% away and live on just 10%. Jesus doesn't say to do that. He doesn't say anything about forgiveness. He doesn't say anything about preaching or performing miracles or speaking in tongues or any of those wonderful signs that we might look at. No, Jesus says that to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, you have to become like a child, to be childlike. And who better than Peter Pan to help us understand what it means to be childlike? Peter Pan, the boy who wouldn't grow up. Now, the story of Peter Pan is a familiar one to many of us. It was originally a play and then a book and then lots of movies and other plays and things, but we're looking specifically at the Disney movie. And so we think about Peter Pan. We know that he is a lost boy himself, and he and his lost boy friends live on the island of Neverland. And they were lost at some point when they were young, probably when they were infants, and they ended up on this magical island where they don't have to grow up, where they never become adults. And there's magic on the island and fairies, and they can do all these things. They can fly, they can sing, they can do all this fun stuff. They get to make their own rules. As a kid, this sounded like the perfect scenario, right? As an adult, maybe not so much. But as a kid, oh, it sounded wonderful. Don't want to grow up. Let's be a kid forever. But there is still this longing that's in Peter. He longs for a real family. And so he flies using the pixie dust to London, and he listens outside the window of this family, the Darling family. He listens to them as they tell stories, bedtime stories at nighttime. And one time he loses his shadow. He kind of escapes, but the shadow gets left behind, and so he comes back to get his shadow, and Wendy, the daughter in the family, notices him, kind of catches him in the act, and she sews his shadow back on him, and then Peter wakes the rest of the family up, the rest of the children, and invites them to go on a great adventure with him, to fly to Neverland. And so they go to Neverland, and they have all these adventures. They meet fairies, and they meet mermaids, and Native Americans, and pirates. Oh, the pirates. That's who we know in this story, right? Captain Hook. And in the end, Peter squares off against Captain Hook and defeats him. And then at the very end of the movie, of course, Peter flies Wendy and her brothers back to their home in London, and all is well. That's the story of Peter Pan. I think we can learn a lot from Peter Pan about what it means to be childlike, to have childlike faith. And so there are three points that I want to lift up for us today. The first is that to be childlike means to delight in life, to enjoy all that is before us. We see this in Peter Pan quite often. In particular, I think of when he teaches the children, the darling children, to fly. You know, he's flown there from Neverland to London to their home, and they ask him, well, how can we fly? What do we need to do? And it's just second nature for him. He's just so filled with joy and goodness and innocence that he flies, and he kind of struggles with how to explain it. And then it comes to him that you have to think of a wonderful thought. Any happy little thought will do. And so let's watch a clip as he teaches them to fly.
Say, that's it. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thought?
Uh-huh.
Like toys at Christmas, sleigh bells, snow?
Yep. Watch me now. Here I go. It's easier than pie.
He can fly.
He can fly.
He flew.
Now you try.
I'll think of a mermaid lagoon. Underneath a magic room, I'll think I'm in a pirate's cave.
I think I'll be an Indian brave.
Now everybody try. One, two, three.
We can fly, we can fly, we can fly.
This won't do. What's the matter with you? All it takes is faith and trust. Oh, and something I forgot. Dust.
Dust?
Dust.
Yup. Just a little bit of pixie dust. Now, think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings.
Let's all try it just once more.
Look, we're rising off the floor.
Jim and me.
Oh, my.
We can fly!
You can fly!
We can fly!
Come on, everybody. Here we go! Up to Neverland!
Wow. Think of a wonderful thought, any merry little thought. Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, off you go like reindeer in the sky.
All right, so there they are flying. They're thinking of their wonderful thoughts. They are filled with joy, and that's what enables them to fly. For Peter Pan, pretty much all of life is a game. It's full of fun. Even when he fights Captain Hook, it's a joyous thing. He's just kind of joking around and playing a game. And we see that in the children in our lives as well, don't we? That they enjoy life. They notice things that we adults often miss. Walking outside or going on a hike or whatever, they just see things that I don't see. The other day we were out to eat at a restaurant with some friends and had to pull two tables together to get everybody around the table, so that left kind of an open space next to the table. And so after dinner, after the kids were done eating, they just got up and started dancing in that open space. Like, kids just have this sense of joy and wonder and delight. And as adults, oftentimes we grow out of that. We forget that, don't we? We leave behind that innocence, we leave behind that sense of joy and wonder, and we take on responsibilities and duties and all those kinds of things. So I think part of what Jesus is inviting us to is to reclaim some of that wonder, some of that joy, some of that delight in our life. Adulting can be hard, but it's good to be like children sometimes and have fun and enjoy things. All right, the second point is, after delighting in life, that being like a child involves faith, trust, and pixie dust, as we heard Peter talking about in that clip. Can you imagine the faith and the trust that it took for the darling children to go with Peter Pan? I mean, imagine this, like step back and kind of get away from the magic of the movie a little bit. There is this strange boy who ends up in their room. I mean, he's an intruder in their room. And he says, I'm going to teach you to fly, and we're going to go to this place that's far, far away. And they're like, okay, let's do it. Let's go. That sounds like fun. And so they have this dust sprinkled on them, and they fly, and they look for the second star on the right, and they go straight on until morning. That is an amazing amount of faith and trust that these children have in Peter Pan. But that's part of what it means to be a child, to have that kind of faith and trust in other people. You know, often in the church, we have turned faith into an intellectual enterprise. Faith, especially in the Western church in the last several hundred years, has become about what we believe. You know, this certain statement of beliefs, a creed that we might say, or things like that. But really, in the biblical sense, faith is not about what we believe in our mind. It's not an intellectual enterprise. It's an exercise of the heart. It's about trusting. It's about believing not a set of principles, but believing in someone or in something. Trusting in God. Trusting in one another. And children do this all the time. I remember after my kids started learning to walk, and we would go out and cross a street, and they just put their hand in your hand and walk together. An amazing amount of trust that takes. I mean, we are going out into this place that is very dangerous, life-threatening, in fact, and they just place their hand in mine and walk across the street. Trust. I wonder if we had that much trust. If we had the same trust in us that children have of their parents and of the people who love them. James goes to preschool next door, and when you leave outside the playground, there's a big ledge, and he loves to climb up on that ledge. It's just on the other side of the fence, and it's probably 5 feet high, and he loves to just jump off that ledge into my arms. Again, what if we had that kind of trust and faith in God? We could just jump and leap forward and know that God is there with us every step of the way. And then lastly, part of what it means to have childlike faith. I'm forgetting. Can you put it up there? There we go. Yes! thank you. It's a desire for love. A desire for love. And we see this in Peter Pan. In fact, part of me wonders if Peter Pan is actually a tragedy. Because he's longing for love. He's longing for a family. He's looking for someone to care for him and provide for him. He goes to the Darling's home, and he takes Wendy back to Neverland to act as his mother, to watch over him, to tell him stories at nighttime. But then at the end of the movie, Wendy and her brothers go back and live with their family, and Peter goes back to Neverland. In the Disney movie, all the Lost Boys go back with Peter, but in the play, in the original version, the Lost Boys stay. They're adopted by the Darling family. And it's just Peter, all by himself, who goes back to Neverland, alone, to be a child forever. He has this longing to be loved. This desire to be cared for and to be included. And I think all of us have that same desire. All of us have that need. All of us have that want to be loved, to be part of a family, to be cared for, to be part of a community. And so part of what it means to be like a child is to seek that out, to seek out love. And in our life, people often fail us. They fail to love us as they should. We fail to receive that love that we so desire and so need. But the one who will never fail us in love is God. Because God's love is perfect, and it is infinite, and it is boundless. So no matter how much others may fail in loving us, God never does. God loves us no matter what. God's love will never fail and will never leave us. And so I think part of what it means to be childlike is to know that love. To know that love deep inside of us and to allow it to change who we are. Friends, Jesus invites us to be childlike. We learn a lot from Peter Pan about what that might look like. I think we can learn a lot from the kids that we have running around in this building. But to be childlike is to desire love and seek it out as part of a community. It's to have faith and trust even when it doesn't make sense. So friends, may we be like children. May we set aside all those other things that get in the way. And may we simply be like children. And in so doing, we enter the kingdom of heaven. Amen.